Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 27th of October, recording at 6:40 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, the really big, important development here today is a thumping downside key day reversal in the price of crude oil. Now, of course, the market has not closed here, so we will need to maintain most of this decline. But as I speak, crude oil is down $2.27 at $52.90. Now, I described this key in my comment of the day. Well, I compared it to the other two keys, which were very small on the 12th and the 18th of the month, I believe, saying that they really were so small that only technicians familiar with key day reversals would recognize them, and therefore they were not significant psychologically, but they were definitely warning shots across the bow, showing us that some selling pressure was entering what had been a very persistent overall upward trend. Well, as you can see on the chart that I posted, the daily chart, that upward trend has seen its momentum slow. Those keys were part of that phenomenon. I've described it as a softening up process. It's a little bit like, use a boxing analogy, fighters soaking up a lot of punishment, and people say, look how well he takes a punch, but then there's one punch too many and he just collapses. Well, this key I described as looking more like a shot straight into the bow, and near the or straight into the hull and near the waterline. So is it a tradable signal? Does this mark the beginning of a correction? The answer to that is yes. Yes, it is a tradable signal, provided you don't mind the relatively high risk or higher risk of taking a contra secular trend trade. In other words, the main trend for crude oil, in my view, is still upwards. So what this signals to me is that we have probably, again, I'm assuming that we don't have a big tail on the chart by the end of the day. I'm assuming that crude maintains, or I should say providing crude maintains most of this decline today, then we will have seen a clear dynamic on the downside, and many more people will sit up and take note of that move, and that it is therefore a tradable signal marking the onset of a short and probably medium-term correction. How far will that correction carry? Well, I would say at least as far, and I stress the at least, as the corrections that we saw in August and I believe the previous June. But trading against what is a primary trend upwards for oil is more hazardous than trading with the trend following, or say with an uptrend following a sell-off. So I'm not sure that I'll want to live with that much excitement that shorting the crude oil position or the natural gas. That's another interesting one, because natural gas has just had a staggering move and actually pushed up above $10. Now that's got to be a psychological round of phobia level. Got up to over $10 here today. That's the January contract, currently trading at 9.58. So this is virtually doubled in within the last couple of months. So that certainly looks vulnerable as well to a further correction. Now that may pull down some of the energy shares temporarily, but mind you, and the weaker crude, I've said that it will have implication for other markets, and it certainly removes and possibly even reverses what has been a very powerful headwind for global stock markets recently. Remember, going back to the days when crude was really in the sort of the $45 region or even lower, and I was saying that the script for a fourth quarter year-end rally, that the most important factor there of all was that crude oil did not move back and test its highs, which at that time were just below $50, and I think it said, let alone go above the $50 level. Well, as we know, it did, and was as high as 55.65 in here today, and currently 52.90. How very very interesting. So the firmer stock markets should cushion downside reactions in the energy stocks. I would not be getting out of energy shares. I would certainly not be shorting energy shares. I'm quite happy to ride down any move that occurs there. If we did get a decent shakeout in the energy shares, I would say that was a buying opportunity. One wants to buy the reactions within a secular bull market. Now, what are the other implications of this move? And let me just give you a posting on what's happening in the markets today. We had some mostly modest gains in the Asian markets, a few negatives here, but the gains were very modest. Among the negatives, the Hang Seng was down slightly. It'll be up tomorrow, I would assume. And the European markets, though, had some pretty good gains overall. I mean, a number of them, nothing over 2%, but highest on the day, DAX up 66.77, that's 1.73%. And most of the gains, all but one, were over 1%, the laggard being the Swiss market index, only up 0.84%. And Wall Street, as I speak, the Dow's close to the highs of the day, up 88, nearly 11 on the S&P, and the Nasdaq up 32, and that's on top of last night's rather good gains. Now, other implications for the price of crude oil, bonds, government bonds. We have certainly a downward dynamic. I'm just going to put that up. I don't think it's a key, but I want to have a look at the U.S. Treasuries. And not a key, but it's certainly a clear downward dynamic. And I'm just looking back on this chart to see when did we see anything like that? Well, I don't think we've seen a downside. I know we haven't seen a downside day. This is marginal, but this looks like the biggest downside day really since the low that we saw back in May when we got an upside T day reversal. So that is really quite interesting. And what it currently Treasury bonds are down a point, 113 and 630 seconds. And what this also indicates is that the break above 114, that was a September high, that has not been maintained. Now again, I'm very tempted to add to my short position in here given this signal. I may do it before I go home, or I may wait and see tomorrow what happens and hope to catch it at a slightly better level. The risk, of course, being that it continues on down, but it's a very good chance that I will increase my short position in the Treasury bonds, which has been my intention all along. Okay, other markets. Now, in currencies, my hunch is that a correction on the crude oil price is currency neutral. But it's one of these days in here, what I sometimes refer to as an all change day, where there's a development which dominates sentiment in the market, and it shocks quite a few people, such as the decline in oil that we've seen so far. And therefore, it leads to a certain amount of book squaring. And people had been selling the dollar recently. It had fallen for 9 straight days prior to yesterday. And this move has triggered a bit more profit taking. For instance, euro dollar, that had rallied up to 128.13 this morning and is currently at 127.08. So not a big hit, that's down 0.61. But it is 0.0061. But it certainly is easing a bit. So a little bit of short covering taking place in the dollar. When I say that, not that much. Actually, the dollar is down a fraction against the Japanese yen. And I'm just going to look at the Australian dollar. And that's where I have a long position. Well, that's down a tiny, tiny bit. It's basically unchanged, although it had pushed a little bit higher here today. So my hunch is to say that at crude oil, assuming that a sh at least a short and probably a medium-term correction is underway for crude, that it's probably currency neutral. Now, if you really think about it, it ought to be more bullish for, say, the yen and the euro than the US dollar, because those countries have to import virtually all of their oil, whereas the US does still produce a not insignificant minority portion of its annual crude oil consumption. So I'm not inclined to think that we will see anything more than a so-called dead cat bounce here for the US dollar. In terms of metals, we could see a little bit of profit taking. You know, they refer to crude oil as black gold, and it has been a big influence on sentiment recently, but it's not having that big an impact, and I don't think it will because of the secular trends overall. Now, gold had backed away from that former high up near the 430 level, but I maintain that we'd probably see a bit of a consolidation there before it eventually goes through. But it's down 210 as I speak at 424.75. Silver always more volatile, hit a bit further, closed down 13.8 at 720. Palladium drifted today, came back a bit yesterday, but closed at 214.50. If that comes a bit lower, as I will add to my long position that I picked up just under 120. And elsewhere, a little bit of profit taking in the soybeans, metals, industrial metals, mixed performance, I think. No, they're pretty steady actually. The only one that was down was zinc, and that was down only a very small amount. Lead, good gain here, 873 on the 3-month position. Tin closed at 90.50, so that's continued to push upwards. It's quite interesting. Nickel, now that is an important one. Nickel is I've so as a leader of the sector, I've so often described it as leading many of the moves in metals, many of the directional moves, including the short-term ones as well as the medium-term ones. And yesterday, nickel broke a bit of support within its recent small trading range and fell quite sharply at one point during the day, but then regained most of the loss. Might have regained the whole thing, I don't have that chart under my nose. But what it amounted to is that it didn't maintain the downward break through that minor little support level, and it left a big tail on the downside, indicating that demand had come in and caused it to recover virtually the entire loss. And today we've had some upside follow-through in nickel, up $245 to $13,340. So that's a very steady performance. And this is at, I mean, these are nervous markets. It's a nervous markets everywhere. But this is at a time when people really just love to write these China hard landing stories, particularly coming out of Morgan Stanley. As you know, I've published some of them. So those people can always be right. Every view is in with a chance, but the metals are looking reasonably steady here, albeit still within this convalescence stage that I described. But if we get, if they continue to hold their recent reaction lows, then I suspect that various different traders and speculators will be emboldened to increase their long exposure a bit. I may consider putting an in-the-money stop in on my lead position. That would be a fairly tight stop, so not sure on that. But as you know, that's a strategy that I like to employ. And anything else I can mention here? A little bit of profit taking in the soybeans. They're down 9.25 here today. Again, you remember they pushed, that puts the January contract at 5.35. I maintain that all these beans and grains are very, very cheap. And it's just a matter of time, I think, before we get a reasonable move on the upside. Oh, one that might be doing that. We had quite a good upside day in coffee in the UK here. This is the UK traded coffee kind. Well, good move in the US too. It was up $2.10 to 77.90, or is that up 2 cents? I think that's up 2 cents. And but whatever it is, you know, it's a reasonable move. And here today, whether we're talking cents or dollars, and the coffee UK contract up 20 at 6.07. Now, that was overstretched on the downside. Again, it's another cheap commodity, agricultural commodity. And so this was quite good action, a small upside dynamic. If there's any follow-through tomorrow, I will probably double up my long position there. As I've indicated, or I've mentioned previously, that I was looking to do. When it did show some signs of firming. Now, again, I have to stress on these agricultural commodities that this is bottom fishing and that that can be very unrewarding in the short term. I mean, it shouldn't be a disaster because these markets are already bombed out. I've mentioned that I don't think these levels are sustainable and that the Chinese, for one, will be coming in and buying big time within the next 6 months, particularly for the grains. Therefore, I do feel that they are in a baby steps buying zone. But you know, we could have months of sort of tedious sideways ranging and drifting before we get a decent move on the upside. So all in all, a very exciting day. All the best.